Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year, the Ma'ori Naim, Parshas Shmos, Dibor Maschilas Miyoyodeya. We are talking about how you have to serve Hashem, not for reward, but because it's the right thing to do. Don't be like those who serve Hashem al menas lekavel pras, rather shelo al menas lekavel pras. Those who have to serve Hashem with ahava, out of love, and Yemar Shemayim Aleichem, the Mishnah continues, and out of Yira. And we spoke about lo sikach es ha'aim. When you come upon a bird's nest, ki yikari kan tzipor, and we says this tzipor is like the pasuk says, like a tzipor no dedes min kane kein ish no ded min mekomo. That it's a remez that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamsem himself. He lowers himself to the madrega v'tachtonim. Ish is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says in Chazal. So ki yikare kan tzipor lefanecha, when the shechinas b'chinas kan tzipor kat misumiyut tzipor no dedes min akane ala eitz o ala aretz. In other words, the two b'chinas we spoke about, one is ala eitz b'chinas katnas b'tar v'mitzus eitz chayim, that we're low in our Torah and mitzvah observance. So because of that, the bird has come to us. Al ha'aretz, or an artzius, were small. And these two bechinos, we're going to be b'katnis ha'seichel, because it says, efrochem o beitzim. These are two madregim of katnis. Beitzim is katnis mamish. So this, ki yikari kan tzipor, al ha'eitz o al ha'aretz, and then it says, v'aytir efrochem o beitzim, and the efrochem is Beitzim is davar shelob al ha'olam. The beitzah hasn't yet come out of the egg. The chick hasn't come out of the egg. So that's when the seichel, a man is very, very small. One type of katnas, so a frochim. Frochim don't have fully developed wings. In other words, you don't have av and yira, because we don't have wings yet. The aim or vetzis al ha'frochim. Nevertheless, the aim, yachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mother, is sitting on the Efrochim, because the Shekhinah lowers itself to us. And when a person's in this Bechina, comes the Pasuk and says, when you're in the Katnas HaSeichel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself to you. Lo sikach ha'aim, as lo sikach likach, shum haskala b'inyin zeh, rak boifin zeh shal shalech t'shalech ha'aim. The only haskalah you can take from the aim sitting on the banim is shalech to shalech es ha'aim. What does it mean, es ha'aim? So we said that you should serve Hashem l'shem shamayim, or l'shem shamayim eish umayim. Eish is yira, mayim is ahava. That's l'shem shamayim. And not for olam haba. We daven, we're davening because that's what God wants. It's not about us. So shalech to shalech es ha'aim. Now that God's lowering himself to you, send away es ha'aim. What does it mean? Es ha'tofel ha'aim. Es is always what's tofel, or often, what's secondary. In other words, you have to send away the es ha'aim, what's secondary to the aim. In other words, serving God for olam haba, for kabbalas pras. Rather, you should serve Hashem to give him nachas ruach. And that's the Biur Lashon HaTefillah on Shmoneh Esrei. Goymel chasadim toivim v'koine hako. So goymel is Meloshon Vayigamel. It's like to wean yourself. Goymel chasadim. That you're weaning yourself off serving God for the purpose of chasadim, of getting chesed. Then koine hako, you're koine all the madregis. Lefikach bimei Shlomo, and therefore in the time of Shlomo, dekaima sihara b'yashlamusa. The Levana was Bishlamus, and there was no Pagam in the Levana. V'hainu sheikal Yisrael b'shleimus hakavana la'Hashem Yisbarach. Kal Yisrael were serving Hashem b'shleimus. There's no chisaron at that time. We served Hashem perfectly, not in order to get a reward. And no kesef or taiva were considered important. So what happened was they didn't care about money because they were so focused on their service of Hashem, and therefore they had such a great shefa, because it says the ish tachas gafnoi melachim aleph hey, that they were under their tree, under their geffen, under their vine, that everybody was parallel to their shorish. They were masig their shorish, their root. And memela came the shefa. If a person's connected to his root, to a source in Shemayim, then the shefa comes automatically. The oz, kishetishlach midatcha kol tuelas atzmacha, when you send away, volitionally, any benefit you're going to get for yourself, bitli l'shem levado, it's all about God, oz v'sabanim tikach lach, then you take the sons for you. You're going to be b'madregas banim. Tia b'madregas banim. Because a son doesn't serve for his own benefit. Rather, a son Shaben ain't over the Kabbal Prasa, like Kibrada Machayev Bikara Davua, like it says in the Kutim. You know which Lakutim? Probably the Lakutim of Morei Naim. That a son doesn't serve to get pras. A son serves not for reward, but because he's obligated to honor his father. So when you send away Shalech to Shalech Esaim, when you send away the S, the secondary, the pras, the thought of getting reward, it's all about Hashem, Bilti L'Hashem Levado. Then you're going to have a madrig of banim, who are thinking not about themselves but about the father. And the pasuk continues, "Man yitav loch varachta yomim ratzelay marav sheyefsher, l'shalech midatcha, a kabbalas pras." Even though you can't send away volitionally a kabbalas pras, because even somebody who's over the shem shemayim shafopicha in balkorchem yodim she. Yutan schar bat kol mitzvah, we know we're getting schar. Achinam leman yitav loch bevadai, that's clear that your schar is protected for you in Hashemayim. Leman yitav loch ach v'arach to yamin, shiker yia kamo shizgad b'ma shizgad l'shmo. So yes, there's going to be a leman yitav loch. But v'arach to yamin, the yiker is going to be that God's name is great. V'yadu goyim rabim kini Hashem, many goyim are going to know that I'm Hashem. When his shefa is expanded in the world, his name is going to be sanctified to the eyes of the nations that they were mevaza Hashem. Nimsa ikar yelech vodo. The ikar is it's going to be for the glory of God. With the good of God, it's going to be good for us. Because his goodness is going to fill the earth. And that's what Arichus Yamin means. Shehasichlim Helionim. That the celestial intellects, which are called Yamin, as is says in the Likutim of Rabbeinu and Makors in the Zohar HaKadosh, Misirachavim Misarichim, the Sichlim Helionim, the celestial intellects, will be expanded and lengthened. And the earth is going to be filled with God by revealing the good in the entire world. So it comes out that this is the way Rabbeinu explains the pasuk. Ki yikari lefanecha, when the Shechina is going to be v'b'chinas Kan Tzipor, when it happens upon you that the Shekhinah is Bechinas Kan Tzipor, like a Tzipor that's not dead is Mikina, that the bird goes away from its nest, that the bird is Mashpil itself to your Katnus. That's what it means, Ki Kari Lecha Kan Tzipor. When you have a bird's nest, in other words, this bird flew away from where it started and went to this nest to lower itself to you, to your level of katnos. B'chol eitz, because you're bekatnos in your Torah and mitzvahs, and also ala aretz, you're also in matters of aretzius, you're low. And these two types of katnos are called efrochim and beitzim. Efrochim, because you don't have love and fear, because the wings aren't yet developed in the chicks. So that's katnis in Torah and mitzvahs. And beitzim is katnis binyanei artzius, because the beitza hasn't yet been born. So those are the two types of katnis we spoke about before. Katnis in Torah and mitzvahs, b'chol eitz, eitz chayim Torah, that's the afrochim, no avin yira. And ala aretz, that's the artzius, that's the beitzim, that's the katnis binyanei artzius. They're our smallness in earthly matters. When you're at these two bechinas, Eimer Vetzal Afrochem Ala Beitzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpil Himself to you, to teach you and to elevate you. So the pasuk warns you, Lo Sikachem Ala Banim. When you're coming to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechinas Ben, don't take the bechinas you can't take the bechinas Eim, the bechinas Seichel. Rather, what should you do? Ela shalech, to shalech es ha'aim. Send away the S, send away your desire for reward. In other words, don't take the aim. The bechina seichel. Rather, send away your desire for reward. Ves habanim tikach lach. And you should serve Hashem, bechina's ben. That you're not mechavin for your own toeles, you're only mechavin lechvod aviv. Even though in the end you're going to get a lot of good, nevertheless your kavanah should be v'harach the yamim, be marachim and marach the sichlim, the celestial intellect, whatever that means, which are called yamim. And again, when it says lo sikach esaim, Rabbeinu said earlier, kolom lo suka likach shim haskala binyan zeh rak boifin zeh. You can't take for yourself any toelis and haskala when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpil himself to you only in this. In other words, what are you going to do? What's going to be your toelis? Your toelis is going to be that you're serving God out of love and fear. Not that you're serving God l'shem shamayim. And not for your own personal reward. Even though you know l'man yitav lach, it's going to be good for you, but your kavan is v'arach de'yamim. So Hashem is lowering Himself to you because to us, because we're on such a low madrega, and we should say, okay, we're not serving Hashem for the reward. We just want to, the earth should be filled with knowledge of God. Malar it's Deus Hashem. And that's the pasuk we started with. Zeu miyat nachaka achli. What does it mean, miyat nachaka achli? Who will miyaten chaka achli? Who will make you like a brother to me? Which means, who's going to help you come to a bechina of Abbas Ach, which is Abba Tzmidis, which we spoke about in the first year. And also, Shetien Yonek Shteimi, you will nurse from the breast of my mother, always, bechinas Yinika, suckling, nursing, like we spoke about in the first year. Bechinos of Yenika. That we have to nurse, we have to get our nutrition from the Torah. And there are two types of Yenika. There's one where the mother lifts up the baby, and there's another where the baby is so low, the baby can't be involved at all, and the mother just lowers herself to the baby. So we want to have both this avat midis and also get our nourishment from Hashem. And then in tzacha b'chutz, even if I find you outside, even when you're in chitzonis like in ma'achal and mishta, nevertheless, ashakcha, I'm going to kiss you. It's going to be b'chinas nishuk v'chibuk dveikus, because of the dveikus hakesher. Kamot b'china echad tzarech, shekolek avodascha yeh lo yevuzu loy. That you shouldn't be mevazim me like the pasuk says. You shouldn't despise me. Ha'umos, shelo yavuzi li ha'umos, actually is gadol shemo, v'tov yavo me'atzmo ka'amor. So the nations shouldn't despise me. Only God's name should be great. And then when you do your avodah l'shem shemayim, the tov's going to come by itself. And that's the kavanas ha'pasuk. Oz, when you're your avodah l'shem shemayim, en akhav yachal besi mi. I will lead you and bring you to the house of my mother. In other words, you're going to be zoche, the bechina of mother, which is binan seichel. If you do this, if you follow these directions, then you're going to get to a level of binan seichel. Not thinking about your reward, and just thinking about the greatness of God's name, and then you'll get to the level of, I'm going to bring you to the house of my mother, level of mother of binan seichel, because aim is bina, as we know. Anybody who learns Torah and nurses from the breast for any personal benefit, that's called nursing from Gentiles. Because Iker is the Pnia, Nachwi is something foreign. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to nurse from Anachris. He only learned the Shema without any personal interest. So to an all the Avodah man, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what the Gemara says, that he didn't want to nurse from Anachris, which means he didn't learn with Pnios. Who will God teach to? Somebody who's does not gemule, he weans himself off of milk, he doesn't want to be yonek, min ha'nachris, and therefore nesiach erimo ha'dibur. And that's why God spoke to him. So we learned dvar miflaim in this mimer. Let's review. It says kol ava shitlui b'davar, anything that's any love that's dependent. In the end, if the davar is batel, then the love is going to be batel. And if it's not totally the davar, then it's not going to be batel. That there's avas Hashem because of what He gives you, and then He doesn't give it to you anymore, you're going to stop loving. And then there's avas sheinah tluya b'davar, which never stops. And that's bechinas avas achim v'rayim lo mispashim, love of brothers that never stops, because they're always going to be brothers. But bechinas avas zu, even though it's kavua, nevertheless, it might not be so strong. Then there's avas bechinas yinika. That Yinika, as we spoke about in the previous year, that's when all your chiyus comes from the mother. That's a very, very strong Abba. So even though it's Tuliya B'davar, nevertheless, Be'esei Yinika, it's a very, very strong Kesher. You have to have both. You have to have the B'chin of a brother, that it never ends, and also you have to have the strength of the Kesher of Yinika, of nursing, that it's your life, it's your chiyus. Torah is also called aim, Torah simecha, and when a person's yonek minatari is miskasher tekadosh baruch hu, that there yivucha b'chol eis. Chazal say, what does this pasuk mean? That just like a breast, when every time a baby goes to the breast, he finds more time, so to divrei Torah, that the more you learn, the more time you find. And therefore, we have to have b'chinas yanika, yonek shtei yimi. Always finding more time, and always feeling this strong kesher that all your chiyus comes from the Torah. There are two bechinas of yinika. There's a bari, there's a healthy one, that the mother raises the child, and there's the chola, that the mother lowers herself to the child. The Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches us in all types of bechinas and katnas. The two types of katnas, there's somebody who eats and drinks to fill his stomach, and somebody who learns Torah and doesn't look at the pnimis hadvar. The Kadosh Baruch Hu elevates them. He elevates us if our Torah is not proper. He elevates us if our eating and drinking aren't proper. Unless he's pogein beivarav. If a person's pogein beivarav, if he blemishes his organs, then the Shekhinah can't be showed. Now, v'yikr shlamis ha'ben ish Yisrael, is when a person has Ava and Yira. And therefore, that has to be a person's kavana when he serves Hashem. And if he's thinking about himself, then he's serving himself. And that's like Avodah Zarah. And even if you're working for Olam Haba, that's also, serving yourself. But rather, you should serve that God's name should be great. And Mamela, the good's going to come. We saw B'chol B'naich L'mudei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches all of his children, B'rav Shalom B'naich, Atuvi B'naich, Ela B'naich, that even when he can't call them Banim, they're called Bonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpil himself, he lowers himself to them to elevate them, to build them up. Sometimes it's Banayich, sons, and sometimes it's Banayich. Hashem has to build this up. But Hashem always is willing to lower himself to us. And that's what we saw Lashem of the Pasuk in Hoshea, Anochi Tergalti Lefraim Kachem Azrosa. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anochi Tergalti Lefraim, I taught him, Am Yisrael, to come to a place of Yanika until it was Al Zerosev, until it was in the arms. That's Yanika, that's a healthy one. That's when the mother takes the baby in her arms. She doesn't have to lower herself. So I taught Ephraim until Kachem Al Zerosev, until they were elevated to the point where they were healthy. And Hashem doesn't have to be mitzamsem himself so much. It says, Al tu kavodim am shamshim misarab al manas lekabel pras, ela al shalom manas lekabel pras vimor shamayim aleichem, because Hazal say it's called shamayim eishumayim. Eish is Yira and Mayim is Ahava. A person has to serve the Shem Shemayim for Ahav and Yira. So don't serve Amnas Lekabel Pras for reward. Rather, Vimor Shemayim Alechem, you have to have Yira. Do with Ahava, not in order to get reward, and Vimor Shemayim Alechem, the Yira. Koyim El Chasadim Toivim, that a person has to wean himself off working for Chesed. And therefore, Koyne HaKol, he'll be Koyne all the Madrigas. Ena Chesed Nechshav Bimei Shlomo, because they were so close to Hashem, they were serving in the Shem Shemayim. Kikari Kan Sipur, when this Sipur is Nodedis Mikina, and you chance upon it, and B'chol Eis, it lowered himself because you were low in Torah and Mitzvahs, and Ala Aretz and your Artsius, and it's sitting on the Ephrochim, its wings aren't developed yet, it doesn't have Av and Yir, it's low in Torah, Avodas Hashem, and Beitzim, in Gashmius, it hasn't yet been born in Artsius, Emor Vetzis Ala Ephrochim Ala Beitzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashvil himself. Even when we're b'chinas efrochim u'beitzim lo sikach e'im al abonim, don't take any haskala from this, but rather shalech to shalech ha'seim. All you should do is send away the es ha'im, any personal interest that you have. Es abonim tikach lach, and you should take yourself b'chinas bonim, that you're just serving Hashem l'shem shamayim. Man yitav lach, even though you're going to get reward, nevertheless v'rach the yamim, you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it to be marachiv and marach the sichlim, which are called yamim, the celestial intellects. Mi et necha, who will give you that you should be b'vachinas achli, which is constant love like a brother, which never ends because he'll always be brothers. Your next day me to be kasher to Torah b'vachinas yanika, and therefore even if I am zelcha b'chutz, I find you in the chitzenius machal and mishta. It's going to be ashekcha. I'm going to kiss you. It's going to be dveikus hakesher, and therefore lo yavuzuli. The umas are not going to be mevazim me. Me maybe means Am Yisrael. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then at Hakcha Viachal Beisi Mi, and I'll lead you and I'll bring you to the house of my mother. In other words, you're going to be able to serve God with Bina, with understanding, because Aim is Bechinas Bina in Kabbalah. And that's what it means. It's Mi Yoredev, Mi Yavin Shmuel, Gmulei Chalav. That's Moshe. But if Moshe didn't want to be Yonek Menanachrius, what does it mean Yonek Menanachrius? He didn't want to get his nourishment for any Pneus Sadios, for any personal interests, only from HaKadosh Baruch, only for L'Shem Shemayim. And therefore, Nesiyached Lo Adibor. So, this was a beautiful Chassid Shemayim from the Mori Naim. And obviously, we have tons more to do. So, please stay tuned. And hopefully, we will continue our Limud B'li Nadar Kiseder from the Sefer Kaddish Mori Naim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.